nothing hurt. Okay, I understand Kimber is back. Do you want to do the check-in or the intelligence brief, Kimber?
Copy, yes, I can do that.
Okay, go ahead, and I'll fill in these final numbers.
All right, thank you, Ron, and thanks to everybody who is being patient and checking in with us on different repeaters tonight. It was fun to do the ELK for a change. All right, first we have the AMON intelligence brief dated Monday, the 11th of November. Current AMCON level is 3. First source is Breitbart News. Leaked report warns Venezuela sending intel operatives release prisoners to neutralize targets in the U.S. The report's narrative generated by the Rio Grande Valley Sector Intelligence Unit indicates that released inmates from Venezuela prisons have been directed to travel to the U.S. alongside Venezuelan intel officers to track down former Venezuelan military members, politicians, and law enforcement officials within the U.S. and neutralize them. The motive is to prevent the release of classified information that Venezuela officials may possess. Next source is Knightsbridge Research. Hezbollah pager update, not made in Taiwan, attacked approved by Prime Minister. Taiwanese authorities have closed a case which was looking into the pagers that exploded in Lebanon in September, finding that the pagers were not made in Taiwanese companies or citizens. The pagers were made outside of the country by Frontier Group entity under license. Israel's Prime Minister Netanyahu personally approved the attack in September, his office told media today. From analyst comments, the company which appears to have made the pagers under a license is almost certainly controlled by Israel's Mossad intelligence arm, which is well-versed in highly technical operations such as this. The ownership structure, leadership, and even basic details around Frontier Group entity are completely unknown and have been carefully hidden throughout its existence. That's the end of the intelligence brief. According to a news story published in the Bellingham Herald and the Seattle Times, on 11/9/2024, at least 300 protesters rallied at the Space Needle on Saturday afternoon to protest President-elect Donald Trump and America's two-party system. The Seattle-Tacoma chapter of the International League of People's Struggle and an anti-imperialist activist group led the protest. Rick? Next, we have the National Intelligence Bulletin, put out by Forward Observer, dated Friday, the 15th of November, 2024. News is divided into risk levels. First, we have imminent risk, then elevated, then outlook stable. There's nothing significant to report at imminent risk, so we move to elevated risk. First, at elevated risk is low-intensity conflict. Left-wing political and social activist organizations continue to hold strategy meetings on how to resist the incoming Trump administration. Steps include 1, pushing through the remaining federal judicial nominations in the Senate. 2, forcing the Trump administration into an overreach to drive national backlash in 2026 midterms. 3, playing political hardball where Dems have power, such as in blue states and the courts. And 4, break. Four is focusing on organization in swing states for the 2026 midterms, gaining political power, and influencing the 2028 election. Illinois Governor Pritzker and Colorado Governor Polis announced the formation of Governor Safeguarding Democracy to coordinate blue state opposition to the Trump administration. Next in stable, we have energy break. I break so I don't time out. Anyway, in the energy and agricultural groups urged Congress to pass a short-term extension of energy-related tax credits that expire in December. The industry groups said, quote, American consumers would face rising energy and fuel prices without the tax credits. Next, we have economy and finance. The International Longshoremen's Association pulled out of contract negotiations with the U.S. Maritime Alliance over port automation. The incoming Trump administration will have to deal with a 5-day port strike and economic disruption on the administration's first day if contact negotiations are not back on track by 15th of January 2025. Mexican Economy Secretary Marcelo Ebrard said Mexico will lay tariffs on the U.S. if President-elect Trump follows through on his threat of a 25% on Mexico. In the Mideast, Tehran is building tunnels to facilitate mass medical evacuation and harden its defense for the first time, according to Iran's state media. In Outlook Stable, we have food and agriculture. USDA official Jason Hafemeister said U.S. agriculture imports are impacted by China's economic slowdown. USDA is looking for alternative export markets for the U.S. farmers. And lastly, I have Russia and NATO. Putin is ready to discuss peace in Ukraine with Trump. The U.S. officially opened the Aegis Ashore missile defense base in northern Poland yesterday. Polish President Duda said this showed the world that, quote, this is no longer Russia's sphere of influence. End of message. And then we're going to move to the Channel 3 project to do that now. Ron, did you want to say... take the Channel 3s, or do you want me to close it out?
If you got it handy there, go ahead.
All righty. So the Channel 3 project, West 327 usually runs that. It has several consistent operators that have great coverage of our area. West 327, Cameron 644, Jim 787, and Roger 746 in the Grants Pass area. Dewey 605 in Jackson County, and he's probably just about done with those now. And John 889 in the Klamath Falls area. Craig and Judy 605 do the Illinois Valley Ameron check-ins on Mondays with their iVarknet. Break. So I want you to try and check in tonight and see how you do. If you are unable to hear the people I just mentioned, then step up and ask for Channel 3 check-ins in your area. Just ask for names and general locations. If you get any, please give your tallies to the station monitoring this frequency. That's Kimber 487, Ron 330, and Dewey 605. Remember, the ham frequency is 146420. So we're standing by for the Channel 3 project numbers and any discussion or questions, and we'll close the net. So I'm going to call Wes forward now. Wes, are you there?
Yeah, just walked in the door. Grants Pass radio operators will do the Channel 3 project, starting off with GMRS, FRS Channel 3. Then we'll transition to MERS Channel 3, and finally, if you're licensed, amateur radio, simplex frequency, 146420. See you out there on the simplex airwaves, WRKU 327, back to net control.
Awesome. Thank you, Wes. Appreciate everything you do and all you guys out there. Dewey 605, do you have any reports for Jackson County yet, or are you still check-in?